untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling.
Let's go.
Need to let it go.
You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
Iemand hier in die studio in het 10 jaar on air anniversary. You're on air for 10 years.
On Jacaranda.
On Jacaranda.
Kan het wees.
Ja.
Yay. Know, ek wil nou know, Alex sê, 10 years, that all. No, it's, you know, the 10 years I had, it's actually 20.
Wow.
No, it was rough. Net was rough. The first, let's see, 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, the first 6 years were rough.
Oh.
They were rough.
Sorry.
Nee, my gemors, man. My gemors is op, man. It was rough. Hier is ons nou, nog steeds.
That's amazing.
I love at the beginning how they all said, there's no way. Mm-hmm. He will not see out the month.
Mm, we give him a week.
Never mind his contract. It actually, what they did was, all the shows were, the people's names were in the shows. You know, so it was the so-and-so drive or the so-and-so breakfast or whatever.
Mm.
Not me. They said to me when I took over the breakfast show, we cannot call it the complimentary breakfast with Rian. Just in case we need to replace you.
They did not.
They did. They did. To sell a, the best one, look, it's going to happen. So then we're going to have to take all the marketing, we'll have to start again. All the posters, all the printing. So you know what? Let's leave your name out of the name.
Whoa!
Of the breakfast show. We'll just call it the complimentary breakfast and let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
So then 6 years later, they allowed me my name in a show.
And here we are.
6 years, yeah.
Sure.
The first one was just that show, not that show with Rihanna, it was just that show.
Yeah.
Then just the complimentary breakfast. And now finally I have arrived. My name is in a show. So ek moet nou vir jou sê how it came to be. So I was very happy in Bloemfontein. Actually, it's OFM's 35th birthday this week.
Okay.
35 years they've been around. And every time, wherever I went in Bloemfontein, even in the entire Free State, wherever I went and people said, are you from OFM? And I said, yes. They would go, are you Mani Kitching? Everywhere. I was confused with Mani Kitching, who was a very prominent broadcaster back in the day.
Okay.
Also by OFM. But anyway, so now Sayos are 8 and yeah, we're having fun. Bloemfontein, I look at my best. I gym 3 times a week. I sleep till 9. I have breakfast at the guest lodge where they booked me in. It's beautiful. So it's prachtige, daar's kameelperde en allerlei ding. And then elke ochend, and breakfast was on the house. So every morning, like 9, I would wake up and then saunter down and then sit there with a newspaper and then have, you know, take my time with the breakfast. And then the producer would phone me about 10:30 and then we would talk about the show of the day.
Mm.
Then I would go gym or, you know, check out Bloem, the sights, and then arrive at the station about 10 minutes to 3 to do my show.
Yeah.
That was my life. Good times. Now and then I would, over weekends, come down and record my talk show at the time. 3 at a time and then drive back.
Yeah.
Then it's a month later only I need to come back to Gauteng. Yes, yeah, I had good times. Villa Kayers, vasgehaak daan, tweede laan, dinsdag, woensdag aande en saterdag aande. 3 aande a week. Hangovers, woensdag ochende, vrijdag ochende, zondag ochende. Given.
And repeat next week.
Yes, and always like someone else that would care with me, you know, all the way back to the lodge.
Mm.
So, gaan ons nou maar aan. And one day, the Kagiso Media train comes through town. Now, they're the owners of this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a few.
Mm.
And the boss at the time, Omar Esak, was the broadcasting director. Lovely man, by the way. I owe him a lot. This man.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's in town with the Kagiso train.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone back in the day, all the broadcasters, you had to come to this conference with your best work. And it's a biggie fun a dick measuring contest. Mm. You know what I mean? Who's got the best stuff?
Right.
Meanwhile, Omar was watching who did what. And when my producer and myself, we came to the front and we played a little bit of a haunted house that we went to, and we almost gewone stuff. And afterwards, he called me to the side and he said, do you want to come to Jacaranda FM? I think you should be there. And I said, Omar, I don't know. I'm very happy. Yes, ek loop 'n plekke in mense gee my jam vir nie te ek. Why should I give this up? And he said, because it's a challenge. And I'm thinking one day you will present the breakfast show. It'll be you.
Wow, okay.
And he said, not now, but one day. So let's start talking. So over the next year or so, every time I was in Gauteng, I would meet with Omar and we would have coffee and just also net bietjie poefies praat and radio praat.
Yeah.
And then one day I got the call and they said, listen, there's a spot. It's the evening show, but it's on Jacaranda, and who knows, one day you'll do the breakfast show. Mm. And when he told me that, I thought, yes. There was a time when I was living in Gauteng when they said to me, there's no way you will ever, ever work on commercial radio in Gauteng ever again.
Yeah.
After they fired me at 702. You will never work in this province again. And I had to go to another province to find a job.
Mm.
So I remembered those words, and I remembered all those people that said, you will never work in this province again. I thought, I will show you that I will.
Yeah.
So I came back. We took the evening show. We had great times. And then, of course, the Darren thing happened, Darren Scott thing happened.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, slap bang, I got the breakfast show.
Wow.
And Omar was basically the only person, him and Nick Grubb, who's now our broadcasting director, that actually had faith in me. No one else. Not the station manager, not the program manager, no one. They waited for me to fail.
Yeah.
They waited.
Sure.
And it didn't happen. I didn't fail.
Mm.
It was a good feeling when initially we lost 300,000 listeners.
Mm.
When I took over that show, we lost 300,000 listeners.
Sure.
And then 2 months later, when Malian did the stunt with the boerewors, feeding boerewors to crocodiles, they lost a client, R1 million gone.
Oh, wow.
And through all of this, especially Omar Ishak said, give him a chance.
Stick with this guy.
Just give him a chance. And then 2 years later, the ship turned and the 300,000 people came back and they brought their friends.
Oh, wow. What a story.
And it was a great thing to then sit there, you know, and the radio consultant, Phil Dowes, everyone sitting there, and he says, this show, this complimentary breakfast show, with all the radio stations I work with throughout the world, this is one of the top three best shows currently in the world.
Wow.
Now, with the team that we had at the time, everyone made this possible.
Yes.
And then, obviously, I realized at that point when he said those words and I looked at the numbers and I saw how well the show did, I realized my time here is done. How do you top this?
Mm.
Yeah.
I've now proven that it's possible.
Yeah.
And then I went away and then obviously I missed it too much and I came back and now I'm here.
Here you are.
But anyway, that's my story. Thank you for listening.
No, it's amazing.
10 years and they said, there's no way. He will last a month.
Let's go.
Just a dry, sarcastic comment you make.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.